Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds telephonic conversation with his counterparts in Iran and Israel, stresses on avoiding escalation and returning to diplomacy. Campaigning reaches feverish pitch as 3 days left for the first phase of Lok Sabha polling. Top leaders of various political parties to crisscross across various states to hold rallies. IMD forecasts ongoing rainfall and gusty winds in northwest India to persist for the next 24 hours. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Mumbai Indians by 20 runs in Mumbai. Kolkata Knight Riders defeat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets in Kolkata. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to his Iranian and Israeli counterpart over telephone yesterday. Speaking to Foreign Minister of Iran, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, Dr. Jaishankar took up the release of 17 Indian crew members of MSC Aries. They discussed the current situation in the region. Dr. Jaishankar stressed on the importance of avoiding escalation, exercising restraint, and returning to diplomacy. Both leaders agreed to remain in touch. Speaking to his Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz, Dr. Jaishankar shared India's concern at the developments in the region. They discussed the larger regional situation. Both leaders agreed to stay in touch. Iran's parliament speaker, Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf, affirmed that Iran's recent military actions in response to the Israeli assault on its diplomatic premises in Damascus adheres to principles outlined in the United Nations Charter. Speaking at an open session of the Iranian parliament, known as Majlis, Ghalibaf warned of a heightened response should the Zionist regime or its allies make further provocations. In a parallel development, Iran's ambassador and permanent representative to the UN, Amir Said Iravani, underscored Iran's readiness for a stronger and more decisive response to any future Israeli military aggression. United States officials said that President Joe Biden has told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Washington would not participate in any offensive action against Iran. Over 300 drones and missiles were reportedly fired at Israel on Saturday night, which Iran said was in response to the first April strike on its consulate in Syria. Almost all weapons were shot down by Israel, U.S. and allied forces before they reached their targets. Officials said President Biden has urged Israel to consider its response carefully. Speaking to reporters, a senior administration official said that President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister to think very carefully and strategically about how its forces replied to the unprecedented action, the first direct attack by Iran on the country. About 99% of the missiles, drones and cruise missiles launched during Iran's retaliatory operation were shut down or intercepted. The U.S. officials point it as a sign of Israeli military superiority over Iran. The United States highlighted its role in helping Israel thwart Iran's aerial attack as President Joe Biden convened leaders of the group of seven countries in an effort to prevent a wider regional escalation and coordinate a global rebuke of Tehran. And back home, campaigning has reached a feverish pitch as just 3 days are left for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. The first phase of polling is on the 19th of this month. Top leaders of various political parties are crisscrossing various states to hold rallies. Campaigning will shift to top gear in Kerala with senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi scheduled to participate in election campaigns in the state today. We have more from our Kochi correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a public meeting near Kundangulam in support of NDA Alathur civil constituency candidate Dr. T.N. Sarasu this morning. Later, he will leave for Artingal in Thiruvananthapuram, where he will take part in a public meeting at Katakara. The NDA has fielded BJP leader and Minister of State for External Affairs V. Muralidharan from Artingal constituency. Later, the Prime Minister will also participate in another public meeting at Tirunelveli in Tamil Nadu. Meanwhile, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a mega rally of the UDF at Kozhikode this evening. He will also participate in various programs today and tomorrow in Wayanad constituency, where he is seeking re-election for a second term. LDF leaders Sitaram Yechuri, Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Subhashni Ali and Taban Sen are also scheduled to hit the campaign trail this week. Raj Mohan, Akashwari News, Kochi.
Congress, the BJP and other parties in Rajasthan have put in their full might into the election campaign for the first phase of elections. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will lead a roadshow in Jaipur today. This roadshow will take place in the walled city area of Sanganeri Gate to Choti Chopper. Many other senior BJP leaders and Congress leaders will also campaign for their parties. We have more from our correspondent.
BJP has today fielded all senior leaders in the election campaign. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma will hold a roadshow in Bharatpur this morning. Deputy Chief Minister Diya Kumari will hold public meetings in Nagaur. Cabinet Minister Dr. Kirul Lal Meena in Dosa and Madan Dilawar in Kota. Apart from these, almost all the ministers and former ministers of the state government will participate in election campaign programs for the party at various places. On behalf of Congress, State President Govind Singh Dotasara will campaign in Sikar district today. Former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot and former Deputy Chief Minister Sachin Pilot are also scheduled to participate in election campaign at various places. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
In Tripura, electioneering is reaching a feverish pitch as leaders from various political parties are seen making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. In the first phase, the Tripura West constituency will go to polls on April 19th. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address an election rally for party candidate from Tripura East Lok Sabha seat at Kumarghat in Unakote district this morning. There are a total of 9 candidates in the fray for the Tripura East seat. However, the main fight will be between the BJP nominee, Devi Deva Barman, an India bloc nominee of CPIM Rajendra Riang. In addition to this, the voting through ballot paper for personnel on polling duty, police personnel and those on essential duties will be held for the next 2 days till Wednesday. Congress announced the names of 10 more candidates for the Lok Sabha polls yesterday. Former Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi will contest from Jalandhar. Party has fielded Kanhaiya Kumar from the North East Delhi seat, while J.P. Agrawal will fight from Chandni Chowk constituency. Ujjwal Revati Raman Singh is the party candidate from Allahabad. The party has also released a list of 75 candidates for the assembly polls in Odisha. Former PCC Chief Jay Dev Jena will contest from Anandpur. Party has fielded former MLA Debashish Patnaik from Banki seat. Kishanganj parliamentary constituency of Bihar will go to polls along with 4 other seats of Purnia, Bhagalpur, Banka and Katihar on the 26th of April in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Minority-dominated Kishanganj Lok Sabha seat is constituted with 4 assembly segments of Kishanganj district and 2 of Purnia district. Due to its topological position, Kishanganj is also named as the gateway to the northeast. We have a report.
In Kishanganj parliamentary constituency of Simanchal Bihar, this time tough fight is expected to take place like 2019 Lok Sabha polls. More than 16 lakh voters of this parliamentary seat will decide the political fortune of 12 candidates. Sitting MP of Congress Dr. Muhammad Javed, JDU nominee Mujahid Alam and AIMIM candidate Akhtar Ul Iman are prominent contestants. AIMIM candidate Mr. Iman, who is also a member from Amaur Assembly segment, making the contest triangular. In 2019 Lok Sabha polls, due to distribution of votes among Congress, JDU and AIMIM candidates, the result was decided by a very thin margin. Since 2009, the seat has been represented by Congress. In the past, 3 times the seat was represented by former Union Minister Muhammad Taslimuddin and once by senior BJP leader Syed Shahnawaz Hussain in 1999. The assembly segments of Bahadur Ganj, Thakur Ganj, Kochadhama, Amaur and Baisi are backward areas. Lack of development, infrastructure-related problems and miseries of floods are long-standing issues of this parliamentary segment. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections. Every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. The Supreme Court will hear a plea today by the Delhi Chief Minister and AAP leader Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the liquor policy case. A bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta will be hearing the case. On the 9th of this month, the Delhi High Court had rejected AAP leader's petition challenging the arrest. While dismissing the plea, the Delhi High Court said that the ED was in possession of enough material which led to Chief Minister Kejriwal's arrest. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual pilgrimage to the 3,880-meter-high holy cave shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji in South Kashmir Himalayas will commence from June 29th and conclude on August 19. Sri Amarnath Shrine Board, SASB, has announced that the registration process for the 52-day-long yatra will open today. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Tonight at 9:30, we'll bring an insightful discussion on effective redressal of pensioners' grievances, pension praptkarta ki shikayaton ke prabhavi nivaran, with Dr. Pramod Kumar, Director, Department of Pension and Pensioners' Welfare. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guest about various ways of grievance redressal. India Meteorological Department has forecast that the ongoing rainfall along with moderate thunderstorms, lightning, gusty winds and hail will continue to persist over northwest India for the next 24 hours and abate thereafter. It said that light to moderate rainfall with moderate thunderstorms, lightning and winds gusting up to 40 kilometers per hour expected over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Whereas West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh are expected to witness scattered to fairly widespread rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds up to 40 kilometers per hour today. The weather department said that Delhi will witness a generally cloudy sky with light rain today. The maximum temperature in the national capital is likely to hover around 33 degrees Celsius during the day hours. And on to sports. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 20 runs at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, Chennai amassed a total of 206 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 20 overs. Skipper Rituraj Gaikwad scored 69 runs from 40 balls, while Shivam Dubey scored 66 of 38 balls. Mathisa Pathirana of CSK was adjudged the player of the match for his exceptional spells, securing 4 crucial wickets for 20 runs. In a match earlier yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mojtaba.
Thank you, Nishit. BJP manifesto pledging Viksit Bharat, UCC, One Nation, One Election is headlined by all the leading dailies, while opposition terms it a document of rhetoric. With less than 300, Congress to contest fewest seats ever after deals with India partners, reports the Times of India. Iran warns Israel against retaliation in response to its mass drone and missile attack is the top story in the Hindu. Amarnath Yatra to begin on 29 June. Registration to start from today, says a report in the Asian Age. Hafiz Saeed's aide who killed Sarabjit shot dead in Pakistan, according to the Tribune. As shadow of war looms, stock markets stay on edge, says Financial Express. IMF World Bank meet this week to be crucial for climate action, says a report in Hindustan Times. And finally, after a cool Sunday, rain, thunderstorms likely in the national capital, reports the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar holds telephonic conversation with his counterparts in Iran and Israel, stresses on avoiding escalation and returning to diplomacy. Campaigning reaches feverish pitch as 3 days left for the first phase of Lok Sabha polling. Top leaders of various political parties to crisscross across various states to hold rallies. IMD forecasts ongoing rainfall and gust events in northwest India to persist for the next 24 hours. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Mumbai Indians by 20 runs in Mumbai. Kolkata Knight Riders defeat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets in Kolkata. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.